Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, .biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, including the newsletter and the blog, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Don't forget to check that out, too. That's where you get Small Business Answers Now. Saul Roeder is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Saul Roeder is one of the founders and one of the directors of a company called Liquid Capital Corporation out of Toronto, Ontario. And his partner, Brian Birnbaum, was here on the show a few months ago, to talk about factoring. And Saul is our victim today. Saul Roeder, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me on the Small Business Advocate.
It's good to have you here, and tell Brian that we missed him. We miss him, but we'll see him another day. I've got a lot of new questions for you that I didn't have for Brian, because things are different today than they were when Brian was on before.
Before we
get into that, I would like you to tell the audience what factoring is.
Factoring is a form of working capital finance, where in contrast to a normal bank facility, which is a set line established based upon balance sheet ratios and net worth ratios,
and lots of covenants,
factoring is a much more flexible arrangement that is formula based and is based upon the value of approved accounts receivable, which are assigned to the factor as collateral.
Right.
So it allows small businesses to overtrade on their equity and to expand their business as long as they're selling to accredited, creditworthy customers. Then mm-hmm. they grow their business as much as they can sell, literally. And the line adjusts itself on a formula basis. So it's a much more flexible arrangement.
So, folks, if you have a business that does business on contract, that does business on you allow customers to buy from you on time, where you have an open account with them, where they you deliver the goods and they pay you in a period of time, hopefully 30 days, but sometimes longer than that. So you have to start doing work. You have to spend money in order to serve them, but you haven't got your money yet. And so really, Saul, at the moment of delivery without payment, you haven't so much made a sale as you've made a loan, have you?
That's correct. You're extending credit to your customer.
If your small business is at the stage in its growth stage, where it really stretches your working capital to be able to extend that kind of credit. You need to buy equipment, you need to hire people to fulfill this order that you've sold, or you need to buy more inventory to replace what was delivered, et cetera, et cetera. You can go to your bank and get the money, perhaps. That's one way to get it. But as Saul said, you're going to have quite a few very strict requirements, and for some businesses at the certain stages of the life of a business, that's a little too onerous for them, isn't it, Saul?
It is. The bank model is very efficient, but it's quite different. It's balance sheet ratio oriented, large emphasis on credit scores, both personal credit scores and corporate credit scores. Factoring is an entirely different model, where it's the underlying creditworthiness of the people that our clients are selling to
right.
that dictates the amount of credit that is extended to them.
So you're able to use, even if your own credit, your own balance sheet isn't significant enough to get a loan at the bank, you're able to use the creditworthiness and the balance sheet of the customer that you've done business with, the contract that you've signed with this customer. You're able to leverage their creditworthiness and balance sheet with a factor.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. And now no credit is cheap, folks. It's all expensive. And would it be safe to say, though, that factoring is a little more expensive typically than say, a bank loan?
It is a little more expensive, but it's different than a bank loan as well. Because in a bank loan, and not to knock our friends the bankers, but in a bank
we
loan...
We love our bankers.
That's exactly right.
I bet you've got one too, don't you?
You've got it, exactly, so I better be nice to them. In a bank loan, you get just money. Not that there's anything wrong with that,
right.
But that's what you get. In a factoring arrangement, depending upon the factor, there's a whole bundle of services that go along with the money, which can be, frankly, as important to a small business as the actual money itself. So, for example, professional back office credit department, where we establish credit lines for our clients' customers so that mm-hmm. our client can, with confidence, ship to them. That's a very important function.
So you become more of a partner than just a fish-eyed, just somebody who's impassionate or dispassionate, I should say, about the transaction.
Correct. You know, so mm-hmm. there's a very, very strong back office credit department, mm-hmm. very strong collection department, so that if people are slow in paying, we can accelerate those payments. Systems are those that your average small business just can't replicate, so that
right.
our clients, for example, can, and I think this is true for most factors, can log on to a secure website from anywhere in the world 24/7 and see the status of their accounts receivable. And
so factoring has gone high tech, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, and you know, at one point in the old days, Saul, when somebody had resorted to factoring, that was typically seen as a last-ditch desperation move. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily that case anymore, is it?
Oh, it's completely not the case anymore.
But you agree with me, though? I mean, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, if you were working with a factor, you were literally, it was just a desperation move.
Correct. Nowadays, it's really a very efficient way to fund growth companies that are growing, expanding, and are profitable. And
right.
If you look at the European model, mm-hmm. in England, for example, there are very few transactions that are trade transactions that don't occur without the facilities of the factor.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Saul. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after, right back with Saul Roeder. He's with Liquid Capital. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Saul Roeder. Saul Roeder, I should say. Saul is founder and director of Liquid Capital Corporation. His partner is Brian Birnbaum, who's already a member of our Brain Trust. Saul is our new member. And they're in the business of factoring, and that's what we've been talking about. Saul, give us your website, please.
It's www.liquidcapitalcorp.com.
How many factor organizations are there in North America?
Oh, there are hundreds. Everything from some of the very, very largest corporations, such as GE,
right,
or CIA, they have factoring divisions, right down to very small local factors.
Local folks that are, yeah. How would I find a factor in my area? How would somebody go about finding a factor and being able to have enough choices that we can find somebody that fits what we need?
Well, fit is very important, and if you like, we can chat a little bit about that. But the best way is most small businesses have financial advisors that they trust, such as their lawyers or their accountants,
and
their bank managers.
I've known banks. I have seen banks recommend factors.
Absolutely, and
because they weren't able, by regulation, they weren't able to do what the company needed, and they literally recommended a factor to them.
That's exactly right. And in fact, we work very closely with a number of banks where we have designed specialized programs that allow us to work together with a bank to provide clients with the financing.
But is there one factor clearinghouse website of any kind?
There really isn't, and
You need to do that, Saul. You need to you need to design that.
Well,
there's an opportunity for you.
There is, but the thing with factoring is that it's a very interesting relationship between the factor and the client, and fit, which you alluded to, is really important, because at the end of the day, the client is very dependent upon the factor to provide timely financing and to provide the services that it has promised to do, in a professional environment. And the factor is quite dependent on the client to carry out its obligations as well. So,
and every factor is going to be a little different in terms of the professional services that they offer, their ability to grow with the client, that kind of thing, aren't they?
Absolutely. The industry has come a long way in North America, and the degree of professionalism with the vast majority of factors has improved dramatically.
Right. Now, in the current situation, we have a credit crisis, and really, to some degree, a global credit crisis. But certainly across North America, there's an issue of credit availability for small businesses who have really good balance sheets and good credit. You can typically go get the money you need at the bank, but you might not be able to, or your circumstances, as mine have been, Saul. I've been uncreditworthy. When I was bootstrapping my company over the years, I wasn't always a good prospect for banks, but that didn't make me a bad company. That just made me at a certain stage in my growth of my company.
Precisely.
And so I would have been a good prospect for factoring at one point in time, but currently I would think that the current conditions of the marketplace would make factoring really be an important tool for a lot of businesses these days.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a credit challenging environment where some of the larger banks are certainly having difficulties extending credit to small, especially to new small business clients. And factoring is a very solid alternative for companies that have, despite the challenging environment, for companies that have strong businesses and strong growth prospects. They just don't have a strong balance sheet to start with.
So the way this works is you loan somebody. I have an account receivable. Let's say I have a $10,000 account receivable, and I call you up and I say, okay, I've got this instrument here, I've got this this asset. What's it going to cost me to get you to fund this? Quickly walk me through how that would work.
Well, it's normally not just a particular invoice, but
I understand, but just for demonstration purposes.
Yeah. So a client, when we establish a client, we do a detailed evaluation of what it is the client does and who they sell to, and then based upon that, we'll come up with a formula. And the formula will have a couple of different components. It'll have an initial advance rate when we take the initial assignment.
So it might be like 80% or something like that.
Yeah, it would vary between, let's say, 75 on the low side, up to as much as 85, 90 on the high
right.
side,
depending
upon the nature of the service or goods and the quality of the customers. And then we'll establish a period of time wherein, if that invoice, once that invoice is collected, then the reserve, which is that difference between the initial advance and the value of the reserve,
right,
that gets returned to the client upon collection.
Net of the fee.
Net of whatever the fees are,
which could be as much as.
Well, it depends on the factor.
Yeah.
But equally as important, it depends upon the client and the creditworthiness of the underlying customer.
Right.
The nature of the service.
Folks, it's a little more complicated than I was just trying to make it, but not much more. And I encourage you. I think maybe, you know, I'm really interested to see how factoring is coming of age in the 21st century. Saul, will you and Brian come back in the future? We got more to talk about on this topic.
It would be a pleasure.
LiquidCapitalCorp.com, right?
LiquidCapitalCorp.com. Thank you.
Thanks,
for
Saul. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.